There we go. Okay, Simon Kuf Chav Vav Lase Zeichel Lechorban Avoy Dalat Zifin. Okay, Mishachara Beis Hamikdash, which is today, really tomorrow, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Tiknu Chachamenu Zal Shabachol Simcha Yechel Lechorban. Every Simcha should have a Zeichel Lechorban. Kamay Shenemar Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim V'chulu V'chaymer. Yeah, Im Loyales Yerushalayim Al Roish Simcha Si. A person should not build, a yid should not build a binyan that's fully done like the binyan of Malachim. So that's a little bit of a, the question is, how do you define a binyan Malachim? This is what we call the Zeichel Lechurban, right?
We don't mention the Churban at every Simcha.
No, we don't.
Why not?
Well, lately they do by the chuppas, no?
Just by chuppas we do. By wedding, you don't do it by any other simcha.
Oh, yeah, no, they weren't masakin to do by any other simcha. What other simcha would you talk about?
I don't know. Let's say a bar mitzvah. Let's say
a bar mitzvah. There's no, what's a bar mitzvah? Who made bar mitzvahs?
No, I'm just saying. So it's just by a wedding.
It's just because that's the only simcha they made.
Okay.
Or I don't think they made any other. What other mitzvahs? Have Sheva brachas.
I don't know. Okay, so okay.
Bris, maybe a bris.
A bris. I say for Torah, yeah, but anything that's for Torah, you don't have to mention it, right? It's, I think you don't have to mention if anything that's for Torah, right? Anyway, so he's saying, so you make a what we call a Zeichel Lechorban. So it says Kibinyan Malachim. I don't know if our houses are defined as Binyan Malachim, but when you build a house and you do new construction, you're supposed to leave a Zeichel Lechorban. The law Yosid is called Beis Epesid, and the way you leave a Zeichel Lechorban is you don't fully plaster your house. Alatoch Beis Epetit, you use mud, Besad Besid, and you do whatever. You use your regular plaster. Umaniach by Ama al Ama, you leave an Ama by an Ama, which is in the area of 18 inches by 18 inches. Keneged HaPesach, you do it opposite the door. But Loi said, meaning you're supposed to leave it, you're supposed to leave you're supposed to leave that unfinished. And it's supposed to be opposite the door so that you could see it. You can see it right when you come in. All right? So that's what some people do right when you come in. But a lot of times when you come in, you don't really have a wall. You have like steps. So what some people do is they put it over the door so that really the Balabais, when he's sitting in his seat, will be able to see it from there. Right, Kedei Lizkor Churban, and the reason to do it is to remember the Churban. Now, this is only on new construction; it's not on old construction. So, you're not mechuyev to if you buy a house that's already painted, you're not mechuyev to scrape it off. Right, and this is an interesting kitzur. He says this that nowadays we're not noyig to do this. He says I don't have a very clear reason. Right, so that's why for those that don't have it, there seems to be a justification for it, but it's not clear what it is, because there's going to be others that coming up now in the kitzur that we also don't do. So it's unclear why we stopped keeping these things. Somebody who sets a table to make a suda for guests, a filu sudas mitzvah. Even if it's a sudas mitzvah, la'itin kol ha'tavshil and haruyin l'suda, you should not give all the cooked foods, right? You should leave some. Meaning, don't, if you planned on having 10 types of foods for the meal, so then only have 9. So that's, I don't think we keep this either. A woman should not use all of her jewelry at the same time. She should leave out some, which I think nowadays most women have enough jewelry that they don't end up wearing all of it at the same time. And a chasim before his chuppah, nice and efer al roisha, he puts ashes on his head. But makom manochas tefillin, where you put the tefillin, v'hamichse shemechasim bo yasakala lo yeh bechutei kesef ozav, and the cover that they cover over the kala before the chuppah should not have any silver or gold in it. Yeah. Gam noigin shebeshas ksivas hatanoim, and the minig is that after the tanoim, acha krios, and after they read the tanoim, shoyben kadeir, they break a plate. Right. Last is Zeichel Lechorban. That's what we all know. That's by the Chutzen Tish. They break the plate. But the kitzur says we don't do this as far as I know. You're supposed to take an already broken plate. I don't think we do that. V'sachas ha'chuppah shoyver ha'chassan klei z'chuchas. And under the chuppah, the chassan breaks a glass. Zei yochalias koy shalom. That you could have a full cup. So that's, but nowadays we use a full plate also. But they're both zeicher l'churban. Now, why it switches from a plate to a cup, that already is, that's already unclear why that where that custom came from. Okay, gimel v'chein gazu shalei l'shmaya shum klei shir. Here we go. This is the big one. They made a takana that you're not allowed to listen to music. Vafilu shir bepeh. Even to just sing with your mouth, you're not allowed to since the Churban. So where that one went, I don't know. Because that's what we said it during the 3 weeks. And the eyes, you don't listen to music. What do you mean? You can't listen to music a whole year. So, but obviously that one went by the wayside. Why? I don't know. Now, what it means by the singing, it sounds like, according to him, you can't even have a kumzitz, right? He's just saying, even shir bepeh is not allowed. All right?
Can't sing in the shower.
No singing in the shower. Maybe that's the only place you should sing, right? Because nobody could hear you. Again, that's not the minig. And obviously, this is not by a simcha. This is not for a simcha. By a simcha, music is allowed, right? Bein l'shar b'suda. You shouldn't sing even by a suda. El hazmiras shenisknu b'Shabbos. Only specific zmiras that they have, like by Shabbos. Ava piyuta macherim aser l'shar. You hear that? You can't even sing Shabbos zmiras because of the churban. Only the ones that are meant to be sung, and that's it. All right. Okay. I don't know. I don't know where that went, but Ramah, I mean, the Ramah brings a heter in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings a heter that maybe the only time you're not supposed to do it is when you're going to sleep or when you buy a meal, because that's what kings do. But Ramah Shafayin says we don't paskin like that Ramah. So according to Ramah, you really can't listen to music ever. Okay. Whatever. That is what it is, as they say. Dalet, Hishamer lecha miliros kinogiyos shelo v'dekechavim. You should be careful that you shouldn't go to. This is also not so pasha. You can't go watching the guys hunting, v'chein mechaloisam, and the same thing. You can't watch goyim dance. Aishum dover shosimcha. You're not allowed to watch goyim celebrate anything. Right. Which, so I don't know where, so that knocks out non-Jewish concerts. What ball games, what it does for ball games, I don't know. Vim tishma koilam samechem, and if you hear goyim being happy,
Be allowed to go to a non-Jewish concert? Who says you could do that anyway?
that's true, but that's true. But that being said, lemaisa, what is it, how, why is it also? Assuming that there's no preetzes there, so why would it be awesome? So here's the issue: you're not supposed to watch goyim celebrating, right? So te'onach v'te'tzor al churban Yerushalayim. Meaning, if you hear goyim being happy, then you should start thinking about the churban Yerushalayim. V'spalo l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu aleh, and you have to daven to the Rabbanu Shalom about it. V'afilu l'kenigiyah shel Yisrael aser leches, and you're not allowed to go, even if you didn't go hunting, you're not allowed to go. Mishum dahavi moshev leitzim. Because it's Moshev Leitzim. Now, how you define Moshev Leitzim, seemingly from all the times we have Moshev Leitzim, we look at Moshev Leitzim, which means a bunch of guys sitting around making jokes. It seems like Moshev Leitzim means just not learning Torah, meaning just participating in stupidity seems to be the definition of Moshev Leitzim. Simcha, and you're not allowed to have Simcha. The only Simcha you're allowed to have is Simcha's Chasim V'Kala. And he says mutter. He doesn't even say that you should. He just says it's mutter. Bein b'shir
What do
b'peh.
you do on Chol HaMoed trips?
What are you doing, Chol? That's not simcha. That's a trip. That's a trip. Right?
Okay.
But he doesn't say bar mitzvahs. He doesn't
You
say bar
said they didn't
mitzvahs.
make them. They didn't have them.
It is, man. It is. It's a new thing. It's a new thing. Ramosha finds it as a tshuva about bar mitzvahs, but I don't know if it pertains to the churban, so I don't know if we could discuss it. Yes, El Sameh Chasim Kala Mutter, to be Mesameh Chasim Kala, it's Mutter, Bain Bashir Bepeh, Bain Bekalim, whether you're singing, with your mouth or whether you're using musical instruments. So there's your heter to have music, and that applies to Sheva Brachas too. Begam Shom Ein Lesmeach Beyoiser, but you still, even there, you shouldn't have Simcha Beyoiser. Which also something that we don't do. But fine. It is also for a person to really to laugh in this world. Even by a simcha shel mitzvah, shenemar oz yimale pinu. Right? It says then our mouths, meaning that's talking about oz yimale schoik pinu ushanenu rina. Right? As we all know, that's shira malas. That means only when Mashiach comes, will our mouths be full of tzchayk? Until then, it will not. We will not. We're not supposed to have tzchayk. Okay, where this again? Where this all went for our dor? I don't know. Maybe post Holocaust, we're so that we survived the Holocaust. Maybe that. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if that's a justification or not. Okay, that's first night. That's just tonight.